For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. 20 people die in a crash in Schoharie, New York, that local officials say involved a limousine. A local resident describes what she saw Saturday afternoon.
I heard this loud bang. I came out. I saw a lot of people up here at the Apple Barrel, out in the parking lot, and then I heard screaming. I walked up and I could see this large van, very unusual looking vehicle for out here in Schoharie, in the bushes and really wrecked, hit a tree.
18 of the dead were in the limo. Local officials tell the Times Union of Albany a limo speeding down a hill crashed into bystanders at the Apple Barrel Country Store. At least four people are dead after a 5.9 magnitude quake strikes off Haiti's north coast early Sunday. As many as 135 injuries were reported. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
The National Hurricane Center says newly named Tropical Storm Michael could strengthen to a hurricane as it heads to the Florida Panhandle. National Hurricane Center meteorologist Dennis Felgen says the storm warnings are in place for parts of Mexico.
There are no watches and warnings in effect for the United States at this time. We do have a tropical storm warning for the Cuban provinces of Pinar del Rio and the Isle of Youth, and for the coast of Mexico, from Tulum to Cabo Catoche, including Cozumel.
In an interview on Fox News Sunday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell defended the state of the Senate in the wake of a historically close vote to confirm Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
I agree with Chuck Schumer. This has been a low point in the Senate. I have a different view about who caused the low point.
Brett Kavanaugh has been sworn in as the 114th Justice of the Supreme Court. Even as Kavanaugh took his oath of office Saturday evening in a quiet private ceremony, protesters chanted outside the court building across the street from the Capitol. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Some Harvard researchers say temperatures would rise if America adds more wind power to its energy mix. More from Chris Barnes.
It's seen as a clean, renewable form of energy that does not emit the gases that are blamed for global warming. But the study finds, with an increase in the use of wind-generated electricity, there would be a warming effect of its own. They say adding a significant number of wind turbines could warm the nation because of how the spinning blades disturb the layers of warm and cold air in the atmosphere. A co-author of the study says any big energy system has an environmental impact. However, the researchers do say greenhouse gas emissions are a much bigger threat globally, and they explain the warming caused by the turbines is temporary and stops when the blades aren't turning. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Khabib Nurmagomedov spoke to the media after defeating Conor McGregor by submission in the fourth round of their lightweight title fight at UFC 229. After the fight, chaos ensued when Nurmagomedov left the octagon to attack a member of McGregor's team. Nurmagomedov talked about McGregor's past transgressions against him.
I don't understand how people can talk about I jump on the cage, you know. What about he talk about my religion, he talk about my country, he talk about my father. He come to Brooklyn and he broke bus, he almost killed a couple people. What about this?
UFC president Dana White tells ESPN he's withholding Habib's check because of the incident. For USA Radio News, I'm...